everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am so excited to talk to some amazing humans from my HDX membership today. Because we have just been speaking to so many of you out there and really getting super clear on what it is that you're wrestling with in regards to your life, in your regards to your human design experiment. And I just know that these women have got so much to share from their own personal journey, not only their human design experiment, but also from HDX as well. So welcome, ladies. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I would love to you guys to introduce yourselves. Tish, do you want to go first?
Sure. I am Tish Bell, and 43 years deep into a 6-2 life. I am an emotional manifesting generator, and my life theme is, or the cross is, the left angle of dominion.
Amazing.
Do you need any more than that?
Oh, no, that's awesome. I love it. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Bronwyn?
Hello. I am a 1-3 splenic projector, and I have the right angle cross of the unexpected.
I love it. And Victoria?
I am a 3-5 emotional generator, and I have incarnation cross of right angled cross of laws 1.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so excited to have all three of you here because you are the people that, like, Taylor and I actually are like, oh my God, they're on every single one of you is on one of our webinars all the time. And you're in our team, on our team saying, oh my God, this is so good. So I really just wanted the opportunity to have you guys here to really tell a lot of your story as well, because I know how much I see you guys out in the world helping everyone else with their experiment because you've done it, you know, you've had the experience. So I'd really love to kick off with this awareness that we have. And I had this exact same experience where I knew that there was something greater inside of me. Like, I could feel it. You know, when I was at my 40th birthday, or my Uranus, beginning of my Uranus opposition, I didn't know that at the time. You know, I had retrained, I had started a business, I had healed a relationship. I was, you know, I felt like I was pretty much winning as a mum. I was doing all of these things. And I remember just sort of falling in a heap and going, why don't I feel better? And at the time, the reason why I didn't feel better was because it was like there was this thing inside of me and I didn't know how to get there. And many people, and you guys have probably heard me say this before, many people on the podcast that listen to the podcast would have heard it, is this quote that I'm going to attribute to Wayne Dyer, but I'm sure it's, you know, older than that, is this theme of like everything that you need is inside of you. All the answers are inside of you. And I was like, yeah, like I feel like that's true, but how do I get at them? Like, I was so frustrated because I couldn't get at them. So what I'm really curious about is that struggle, you know, like, did you guys feel like before you started out your human design experiment and before you jumped into HDX, did you feel like there was something inside of you that you knew was there, but you just couldn't access it? Bronwyn, do you want to go first?
Of course. Yes, absolutely. So I am a teacher and a mom, and I discovered human design a bit over a year ago, just a little bit over a year ago. And prior to that, and prior to COVID, really, I really was struggling with, okay, I don't do anything for myself. I'm always giving to my own personal kids. I'm giving to my kids at school. If you ask me what my hobbies are, I'm like, I guess I like to read. I don't know. Like, you know, I didn't have a passion for anything. And I was just at this place where I felt like I had just kind of lost my identity, and I wasn't totally happy at work either. I was like, I don't feel fulfilled. I keep moving from thing to thing. I'm not finding exactly what I want to do. And then it was at that time that, you know, human design just stumbled into my life unexpectedly, and as did COVID a little bit before human design. But again, unexpectedly, this right angle cross of unexpected needs those things to kind of wake myself up. And I was like, there's got to be something more. And then discovering human design and going down that rabbit hole completely changed me.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And we're going to go deeper into your story because you are such evidence of, you know, running the experiment. Tish, do you want to talk a little bit to that? Because I mean, I sort of know you now, and you've been one of, I think you're like one of the original HDX members. Like, you've been with us for a really, really long time. And I remember you right from the beginning, and the person that you are today, like, you just have this, every time we either have you on a panel or we do any work with you or you're in the Facebook group, you just like exude this grounded wisdom. Like, you really do. Like, you are fully embodying this 6-2 thing. I just love it.
Oh, thank you. I'm blushing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're so welcome. Thank you for being a part of our crew. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, was there a struggle? Did you feel like there was this piece missing before you joined HDX?
Yes, there was. Definitely there was. I worked in media for the first half of my, I guess, the 30 years, and I left at my 30-year mark. And so I left that behind and I got married, something that I never thought I would ever do, but it was the best decision of my entire life. And then as I got older, our life changed dramatically when my grandfather died and left my grandmother, who was senior by 12 years, at the family farm. And so what we decided to do is move out to the farm to take care of her. And that was a life-changing decision, moving from the city-it. We were city-its, as I call them, the hillbilly hunkies.
Love it.
And what we did is we took care of her, but in that process, I sort of lost a little bit of myself because I was giving, much like Bronwyn, to everybody else and really forgetting what was inside and nurturing that within me. And I remember just getting so angry and upset and frustrated. And yet I had everything. I had a great family life. I had a beautiful farm. I had, you know, a nice vehicle, security, all of these great things, but there was something inside of me. And so human design got dropped into my lap and it started me on a journey to reconnect with myself. And I am so grateful for it because it has really opened my eyes and my heart and my being to really elevate into the person that I know that I'm meant here to be. And it's part of me stepping into the next part of my 6-2 life, which is building a business and sharing this information and the other wisdom that I've collected over the years with others.
Amazing. And I'm loving hearing this because it's just so clear. Like, one of the big parts for me as well was this loss of identity. I went out and walked the Camino and got to the end of the Camino and it was like, oh, this freaking human design thing won't leave me alone. So it's amazing how we just have this thread of, you know, giving to everyone else, but losing ourselves. Victoria, did you have an experience similar to that before you got into HDX?
I actually can't remember. I've been trying to rack my brain as to where or when, you know, human design sort of dropped into my life. But I've always been, as long as I can remember, in the nurturing business, caring for others. So, but it was just, I felt like I was on a permanent journey of searching for myself. And I trained as a hypnotherapist because, you know, I'm like, it must be my mind. I need to get into my subconscious. So I did that, and that wasn't enough. Holistic psychotherapy and counseling. It's just been one of training. But when I turned 50, I was like, I'd created this amazing life. And, you know, I'm a grandmother now, and that's incredible. But there was just, like the other girl said, something was missing. And I'm like, I don't quite think I'm living into who I think I really am or feel I really am, because I shouldn't be thinking because I don't have that, you know, that defined head or Ajna. And so when I fell into human design and I started to understand it, I'm like, this is it. You know, it's just a knowing. Mm. I'm like, this is it. And it created a roadmap that I have gone back to over and over and over again. It is my guiding line. on, and you know, and it's, and I'm okay, it's okay to make it about me now. One, because of my age, and two, because that's part of my design.
Yeah.
So all the things that I was chasing to become a better person were all the things that are not in my design and are really hard for me to step into that space. So I have, you know, gone through it with a fine tooth comb and looked at the shadows and the gift frequencies and the cities. And I just absolutely love it. I, you know, eat, sleep and drink it.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good. And I think, you know, it's just so resonant that women are so conditioned to give and nurture and take care of everyone else. And I think one of the beautiful gifts that human design gives us is our truth, you know, and the opportunity to start to experiment with that. So talking about that, when you first got to human design, we are all completely aware that it's complicated and deep and there's loads of information and the knowledge, the original knowledge can even have really negative connotations. So it can be a little bit confusing and really hard to start to tap into. How do we actually use this thing? If we're meant to get out of the head and into the body, how do we actually do that? Because I think a lot of people that come to human design have that knowing that you talk about, Victoria, but they're kind of like, they get out and they start to try and do this thing, but it's not as easy as it first seems. And from my point of view, I think a large part of that is because we learn the knowledge through our mind, but we be our human design through our body. So we have to have that transition from the mind to the body, and that's why we experiment. But I would love to really hear about your journey and potentially anything around HDX that really helped you to start to create clarity of, okay, how do I actually do this? Like, I know that I have to use my body, but what are the things that really helped me to start to listen to my authority? And we're going to talk in a little bit about starting to trust it, but really I want to hear about how you started to build the clarity around, okay, I've got the knowledge, but how do I do this? Bronwyn, would you like to go first?
Of course. So it was kind of like a layered effect, getting into HDX. So first I found your podcast and I had discovered human design elsewhere, but wasn't totally like resonating with some of the people I had found. And I found your podcast and I was like, ooh, this lady clicks with me. Like something's there. This is my person. So then of course I start to, you know, stalk you via the interwebs. And I'm like, okay, I want to do an unpack with her. So I did the unpack and that's like the hook because you get such a good, I don't know, overview of everything. But that's when I was like, okay, well, now I have this. Well, now I want more. Like I need to know more. And of course I'm a line one. So after learning that, I was like, well, that makes sense. So that's kind of how I got into HDX and just needing like that need or that desire to learn all of the things, like the way you have things set up in HDX, it's step by step. And I think that's so important because human design is a wealth of information, but if you get it all in 1 hour, it's like the analysis paralysis. You're like, what do I do with this? And I feel like probably a lot of people just go, oh, I'll deal with it later and then never come back to it. And part of one of the things that I really like about HDX, well, several things, but you break it up. So like you have a module on type. So I get into my type, I watch that, I deep dive, I look at the notes that come along with the video, and then you have journal exercises too. So even though I've never been somebody who's a journaler, I was like, I'm going to do this and see. And then that starts to prove to yourself, this has been showing up for me in the past. When I fight my design, this is what happens. Spoiler alert, usually doesn't go well. And then when I follow my design, all of this goodness is happening. So what if I start to experiment? And then that's the next step. Like I'm actually implementing these things that I'm learning step by step and giving myself grace and time to learn it at my own pace. So you have all of these modules in there that you can listen to, but even though sometimes you want to rush through them all and learn all the things, like you can take your time. There's, you know, nobody's keeping tabs on you. Do it at your own pace, experiment, do a little bit at a time. And that's what's going to be all the goodness. And then to go along with that, this community of people. So not just on Facebook, like I log in and like see these ladies. And like you said, like we're in the Facebook group all the time. I feel like the three of us commenting on things or saying hi to people. I'm like, oh, I feel like I know them already, but this is the first time I've like interacted with them in real life. So just a community you can go to with like-minded people who are equally as obsessed. And if you have questions about, you know, your design, how somebody else experiences it, or once you get into your design and start to deep dive into your family's designs and trying to understand how they operate, you know, asking people for their feedback there. So it's been so good at helping me kind of layer in the information and then giving me the time to actually deep dive into it, practice it, experiment with it, all those things.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. And you touch on a couple of really important points. I mean, obviously my background is behavioral coaching. So one of the things I think that the biggest challenge of people running their experiment is that overwhelm, you know, that there's so much information. And it's so important that we actually approach our brain in a particular way so that we can create clarity, because otherwise we stay in this place of overwhelm. And you're absolutely right, Bronwyn, then people just walk away. It's all too hard. And the journaling exercises, like I'm a line three. It's crazy. I got this message left on my Instagram from my beautiful friend, Jess Barbaco, the other day, and she is just absolutely ranting because she's just joined it. And I'm like, what? You're certified. You're certified with Karen Curry Parker. You're a human design expert. But she's just like absolutely ranting on my Instagram because she's like, this line three of you is a whole different thing. It's a whole different world because it's the experiment. It's the lived experience. And it's crazy because it's what just lights me up. I don't even really think about, well, now I have to go down my line three road. It's like, no, this is what excites me. Like the panels freaking excite me. I just said before I hit record to Tish, I'm like, oh, I know you're sweet because you're on the Agenda panel and we're talking about how it's so much easier just to trust and da da da. So it's really a beautiful point. Thanks so much, Bronwyn. Tish, do you want to have a talk to, you know, maybe that journey that you've been on from, wow, information overload to actually having the clarity that you have now around your human design experiment?
A lot of what Bronwyn was saying really resonated because I love the fact that with HDX, you can go in at your own pace. Life is happening around us all. And what I don't like about some of the other or human design teachers is that there's a course, there's a deadline, then you have to follow it very structured. I'm not that structured. I like to have flow. I like to have ease. And when something really piques my interest, I want to go into that because then I can really correlate it with something that's happened in my life. And for us open Ajna people or people that are open in the head and the Ajna, it's really important to learn that way, I feel, when you can correlate what you're learning with something that you've actually experienced. And I call it the experience experiments. And so you really have to go through all of these and experiment with them in a way that's relevant to your life to really let it sink in. And then you take one step at a time and implement that. And once you got a good handle on that, you go to the next. Because trying to do everything at once, it's like when I'm trying to help my clients, they just want to feel better, but we focus on either the physical, the mental, or the relational one at a time. Because if you throw the whole kit and caboodle at somebody, they can just get so overwhelmed. And that's what I find works best is when you break it down. And I think you do that really well. You allow us to go at our own pace and you check in on us. And then the women and the men of HDX really do support each other on the Facebook group. Because when I have a question, there's a few people that will respond with something that I never even thought of. And I think it's a great way to get different perspectives.
Yeah, I love that. And I really do. I'm so grateful for the community that's been built in there, you know, and we are building this experiment together. That's one of the things I love as well, since we introduced all the panels, like we are literally building this experiment together because we are testing the knowledge and, you know, really starting that experiment of getting some research, getting some data, like what's the real life experience. So I just love it. I freaking love it. So Victoria, I have got a question for you because I know so many people struggle with this journey from the head to the body. Okay. And you have had such an experience. Like you were one of my favorite. I think it was Purpose and Abundance. You had this massive aha moment that you had that realization of, oh my God, I am thinking my feelings. And it was, I had that exact same experience a number of years ago, that real awareness that I was so in the head, even though I thought I was in the body. And I think so many people struggle with, you know, what does that journey look like? What does that feel like to get out of the head and into the body? I do think people think that it's kind of like, well, people, everyone has it worked out. So everyone who's living in alignment with their human design is in their body all the time. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I definitely find myself back in my head a bunch. But I would really love to hear your journey, because I know that really getting yourself back into your body has been something that's been so incredibly powerful. And maybe talk a little bit to the human design experiment of how it helped you get back in your body.
Feels like a big question.
I know there's no yes, no to that. Do you want me to simplify?
That's right. No, well, like you said, I mean, I've been in HDX for about 2 years. I've been coming up 2 years. So it's, you know, it's been, it is my experiment, the HDX group, and the people in it are fantastic. And as a 3-5, as you know, it gets messy and it gets tough because you've got to experiment at quite a physical level. But all the, you know, every time I went into my head, you know, there'd be somebody in there in the group that would just find a way, or I would connect to something that would gently remind me to go back into the body. And that's been a real deconditioning or reconditioning, as you say. I much prefer that, a reconditioning of it. But I think that when I first started, I was literally, I need to know it all. I need to know my authority. I need to know my planets, my gates. I need to do everything. 2 years on, I'm like, yeah, I'm really going to work with my strategy and authority.
Yeah.
Because then I can get on board with it. You know, I can get my head and my body on board with that. But, you know, in relation to the time period that you're talking about, when I was in that quite dark space of having to make a tough decision, I really did have to go deep into my body and step out of my thought process, because I had everybody else and even my mind telling me that I should do this as, you know, the way forward. But my body was like, no, I feel good. I feel safe, for want of a better word, even though I didn't understand what was happening. But I do have the circuitry of knowing. And, you know, this has been part of a journey of sort of, I've trusted myself for a long time, but I don't know how to portray that in my world with my family and my friends. And so it's about being learning to stand my ground, check in with my body, get out my head. You know, I read something the other day where intuition and needs to be backed up with intellect. I was like, oh, I can get on board with that. So I'll feel it in my body and then I'll check in with my mind and see if I can find that balance, and then I'll move forward with that. So yeah, it's been a beautiful experiment. But, you know, like the girls have said, it's the group itself has been phenomenal. And oh my God, Tish, the stuff you put up, I'm like, that's so profound. Where does that come from?
Thank you.
That's right. But again, you know, I don't want to say I rely on it, but I probably do. I love the information that flows in that group, right? Mm-hmm. Because being a 3-5, I need to experience it all by myself. And I think that I can do it all by myself, and I can't, you know. Well, I have done, but I much prefer doing it with the people that are in the group. The wisdom, the connection, the learnings. We'll talk about that a bit later, but yes,
it's a journey. Can I share an example?
Sorry, yeah, please jump in.
I wanted to make sure you were done. Okay, so an example popped into my Upanajna and it reminded me. So I'm a 6-2, and in my lines, when I was diving deep into the lines through HDX, I wanted to really get a better handle on what my lines were telling me within my chart. And then the aha moment came for me, because I have been trying to share a lot of my information with my close friends and my close family members, and it's just not landing. They see me in a completely different light. They see me, Tish of the past, 6-2 person of the past. I am no longer that person. Then I went down the rabbit hole of my lines and separated them out and looked at them and where they were in their placements, and realized that I also have 8-5 lines in my chart. And they outnumber the 6 lines in my chart. And so I realized that a lot of my information and my wisdom is really not for the people closest to me. It's for the people that I don't know very well. And so when I come to groups like this and I share, I get so much better feedback. And it was this aha moment. I've been wasting my time with my family and my friends, trying to get them to understand this stuff, this information, this new way of being, when really that's not where my energy should go. And so I think what HDX is allows us to do those things in a self-taught, self-structured sort of way. And then they just land so much better, and they last with you so much longer. So
thank you so much. And this is so important that what you just touched on at the end there was that the self-led, you know, there is a lot in there. As you say, there's a lot of structure. It tells you where to go. Yes, you can do it at your own pace. There's no deadlines. But there is also this opportunity, because of the way it's designed, for you to have your own experience. So you have your aha moments, because one of the things you hear me banging on about all the time is like, you are your own guru. And my job is to empower everyone to have the confidence to trust their authority, to trust their design, to trust their journeys. And when we uncover these things ourselves, like you say, Tish, they go in deep. You know, I have this experience now where, like, I have a profound aha moment, and actually just happened to me the other week, in regards to something that I'm healing that has been pretty big. And I literally just had this aha moment about my relationship to my heart. And once I had that moment, literally from that moment, I could see all the dominoes falling in my life, like things just shifting and changing and healing. But if someone else had told me that, it wouldn't have been as profound, because I couldn't have that moment where I was like, oh my goodness, that's why I XYZ. And that is what's really important, you know, for me, to make sure that everyone is the driver of their own experiment, because that's when we have these really profound changes, not when we're depending on a guru or a teacher or someone else to tell us who we are or what's true for us. Beautiful point. Thanks so much, Tish. One of the things I want to talk about now is really there is this piece. And again, I remember having this moment. In fact, I feel like I've had this moment a lot of times. We get to human design. We know that this is the thing. And we know that we have to make the leap of faith. One of the things that I feel like HDX, you know, from my point of view, it's inspired by, is to help people make that leap. Because when we leap out of our old life, or, you know, like Tish was saying, the old, the past, Tish, we do need to leap. We need to leap into the unknown. And I think one of the things that is very much energetically wired into HDX is to be that net, to be that what I am always referring to is that liminal space, to be the crew that's there, or the knowledge that's there, or the experiments that's there for you once you take that leap of faith. Because when you're out there in liminal space, it's super scary. You know, you can keep tapping in and go, yeah, I know I'm going somewhere, but oh God, it feels so much more comfortable back there. So do you want to talk a little bit to your journeys, ladies, that liminal space piece, that, and potentially if there's any examples with HDX where they've sort of, it's helped. And I know we've referred to that crew and how you all support each other in the Facebook group, but really talk a little bit to whether it's the knowledge or even the panels or any experiences that you've had in HDX that have helped you really navigate that leap of faith to step into the person you know you were born to be. Tish, do you want to go first?
Well, I think just being around all the other people that are within HDX also reminds me to really live my strategy and my authority, which is wait to respond. And through that, I can really step into the next version of myself, the next challenge, whatever's coming. But I don't just blindly leap. I take a step back and I feel into it. And all of you ladies have reminded me on a daily basis to do that, because that's right for me. And it does feel better when I do that, as opposed to, I can trust my gut on small things, but the big things in life, like moving to a different country, we've entertained that with all of this craziness with COVID. I had to take time and really feel into that. And I think HDX just really allows me and reminds me on the daily when I log in or when I'm going through the course material to stay true to that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed as well throughout 2020 and 2021, you know, going through this craziness, I really felt that, you know, so many of the conversations that I had with people in there, I really felt like everyone was allowed to be themselves because we were going through such a time. I mean, we still are as we move to the new paradigm where people have, you know, different beliefs or, you know, different expectations, or they're really aware of what's different about each other. And within this community, I love how everyone supports each other, even though we're different. You know, I think human design really helps us in that way. You know, it's one of the reasons why for me and my work, I don't believe in pulling out the types and separating the types, because I think what's so important is to watch how you all work together, how all the types are designed to work together. You know, I even notice with my life, like I am surrounded by manifestors right now. So I'm like, okay, well, what's being initiated? What's being inspired? So we learn in this environment to really listen and pay attention. You know, one of my favorite projectors, obviously Bronwyn, you're one of my favorite projectors, but another one of my favorites is Jenny Crowther, you know. We work together. She's in HDX as well. We work together. She did my mastermind. And, you know, I've really, over time, before she did the podcast with me, she was always someone that if she sent me a message or there was some wisdom, I'm like, well, I'm going to pay attention. So I think that this is the other thing for me, is like really helping all of us see in real time how we're designed to work together, how we're all designed to fit together perfectly. Bronwyn, do you want to talk a little bit to, I mean, leap of faith? I feel like this has been the last 2 years, you know, years for you, but do you want to talk a little bit to that and how human design and maybe the community or whatever it is has really supported you through that, this massive journey that you've been on?
Yeah, there's been such a huge change in just that. I mean, I discovered human design at the very end of February, beginning of March in 2021. And since then, my life has absolutely just completely changed. Things happening that I never would have thought of. So being a part of HDX and just knowing human design has helped me kind of baby step through figuring out what it is that I want to do. So at first I was teaching in a general education classroom, a second grade class, and got offered another position, a music position at the school, that was going to bring me into more alignment with who I was. And just getting into my body and tapping into my spleen, since I'm a splenic authority, and listening to my intuition right there in the minute when, you know, my principal came up to me and was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, you know what? Yep. So I did it. I took these tiny leaps of faith and these tiny little things to prove to myself that I could listen to my body and understand what it felt like when I was actually listening to my authority and following my strategy and waiting for invitations. And through HDX, I got, not only is it these modules and these, this awesome, it's almost like this like college course that you're taking, but you're getting all of these new people into your sphere. And I mean that by not just people in the Facebook group, but you're getting all of the people who are live on the calls in HDX. If you are like me and get sucked into some of the other programs like Mastermind and Purpose and Abundance, you meet those people and they become part of your sphere and you start to see them circling you. And then you start to pay attention to each other. And then we have these, you know, monthly calls where we, you bring in a guest, and a lot of times those guests will resonate with me. Like I've resonated with Ellie Richter, and so I was led to Psych K. I resonated with Jess Bubico and developed my intuition, and now I work with her all the time on things. So these people who are never in my life came into my life and helped me change things. And for me, going through each one of those things and diving deeper into my human design, I really discovered my shadows, my conditioning, this intergenerational trauma, this codependency, and this need to please people. And I was always making decisions for other people, always. And so finally with human design, I listened to my authority. I was making decisions for me, not for anybody else. And once I got up the courage to take those baby steps and then a bigger baby step and a bigger baby step and came to this clarity about who I am as a person and what I'm capable of, and had these other examples that I was seeing, like Emma, like you or Jenny Crowther or people like that. I'm like, I can do this. There's proof that I can do this and be successful. So just like a few weeks ago, I quit my teaching job. So I'll, you know, at the end of this month, I've got like 2 weeks left and then I'm done. And I'm going to pursue work that's more meaningful for me, more trajectory, because I get to work on my own timeline. And it's just been this huge, it's a huge leap, but I did it on my time and I did baby steps and I worked through using all of these resources. So the information about each part of my design, these people I had made connections with, to prove to myself that I could do it and I could do it for myself. And I no longer had to do it to prove things to my parents or society or whoever. So, I mean, big answer, but I mean, so much goodness in everything that you have to offer, not just HDX, but I mean, all of it has helped me get to this place. So I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been so beautiful. And I love how you talk about the baby steps, because the transition that you've made is actually a massive transition in a really short period of time. But what I love is that you've done it, as you say, projector style. So to you, it's just seemed like, oh, I'm just taking these little steps, you know, less is more, less is more. And that's what I love. I love watching everyone really evolve into who they're really designed to be. You know, the joy I get when I finally see a manifesting generator really step into their power and take up space, you know, that's so exciting. Or to see the manifestors like really align to that unapologetic, this is who I am, is just amazing. And one of the things I really love is watching the projectors within the community really shine, because they're seen and appreciated and valued. And of course, the generators feeling really lit up and excited by what they do. Just, you know, it makes me freaking excited. I love it. So in the interest of time, the last question that I'd really like you guys to share, and Victoria, we're going to go to you first, is either share one of your favorite stories about being in HDX or something that you really love about it. I know we've talked about the community a lot, but I'd love to really hear, what's the thing that you are so grateful for from HDX?
The thing or
anything,
all the things,
all the things, yeah.
Like, so much. Well, I get really excited about the panels, because there's something in that for me that I'm like, oh my god, these are just, and I'll invert in comments, like, these are normal people, you know.
I love that.
Just, you know, it's not, I think I needed that to help guide me to, and to understand that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay not to know the answer, and to tap into other people's experiences and experiments. And that's been really, really good. And I love to go back in and just, I just love what you talk about. You know, they say that you should surround yourself with, or look at the five people that you surround yourself with. And you're one of my five people, because they're so, I'm like, I love everything that you do and what you offer. And just the, it's a way of tapping into like-minded people who are on a similar journey, trying to figure out who they are, why they're here, perhaps, you know, how they can live into their potential and give back to the world and hopefully make it a better place. You know, and I just listening to the way in which you talk to the people that come on, that you interview or within the panels, you create this, you make it safe to be who we are, and you create the space so that we can live into that potential of who we're becoming. And that's so important for me, you know, to have that role model that can do that. And so the people that you've brought on, you know, have just been phenomenal. But, and also some of the other stuff that you've introduced, I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that existed in the world. So that's, yeah, I can't imagine life without my HDX, you know, input.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. And I feel like I can't believe we live relatively close to each other and we haven't met in real life yet. So we have plenty of room here. Come and stay anytime. It's much warmer here. It's much warmer here. Thank you so much. I really feel like, and I suppose it's no surprise for those that know my design, but my personality sun is Gate 37. So this is a large part of creating my family. My HTX is my family, and so many of the guests that I've included are my dearest friends now, you know, like Jess Babico and, you know, Ellie Richter and Liz Zamorski. Like, these are people that are my friends. And, you know, I really believe in this new world where we can all work together, that we don't need to compete. And I think that, you know, I'm really grateful to hear that my authenticity, because I am messy and I am the same person that you see, you know, on the podcast, in HDX, at home, same person always. And I feel like it's part of my mission to be that human. And it's not always easy, you know, especially as my business has grown and my podcast is doing massive numbers. Like, my ego is just like, hang on a second, you don't belong here. You're just this little girl that's, you know, having fun with your experiment. So it's beautiful for me to know that it is well received, because I really believe that people would like us to think that being our authentic self is easy. I'll just be you. And it's just not like that. We have to recondition. We have to, integrate our shadow. We have to really understand the truth about ourselves and then be courageous enough to embody it and embody it wherever we go. And sometimes that is a lot easier said than done. So I'm really grateful for that. Thank you so much, Victoria. Tish, what are you grateful for with HTX?
I am just so grateful for all the things that you have crafted and created and initiated and had people come in and co-initiate with you, because it really is a collective of amazing hearts, minds, and spirits. And my energy is mostly collective. So I need a collective. And I've been searching for my collective for a very long time. And I feel like I haven't really found where I fit in, but here I really feel that I do. And I feel that that a lot of other people that fit in too. And I'm going to be building my own collective as well out there in the world eventually when I get there, baby steps. But I really feel that it's a part of what really uplifts my spirit and my energy. And so when I come into these experiences and I learn from all the amazing wisdom that each person has, I just come away lifted. And that makes me a better mother. It makes me a better friend. It makes me a better daughter. It makes me step into the potential that you showed me. So thank you so much for your reading that I got from you about a year and a half ago that really showed me that I am more than what I originally thought. And that gave me permission to do me and not feel guilty about it. Where at Easter time here recently, my mother came for dinner and she told me that I was being selfish because I wanted to fill my cup up first so I could then share that with the world and with others. And that's just a paradigm I think we need to really leave behind. Mm-hmm. And all of the amazing content that you've created via podcast, HDX, the Facebook groups, the panels, it just reaffirms all of that. And so I'm forever grateful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And again, like, this is my mission. One of the other things that I'm just reminded of that I love within HDX is, you know, there's a lot of things talked about out there about human design. And I think it was one of our live calls, Tish actually brought something she'd learned from someone else, somewhere else. She brought it in. She asked me on the call, you know, I can't remember what it was specifically now, you know, does this planet relate to this? And I was like, oh, I don't know. So we literally just ran a survey on the live call. We all just got in and we said, oh, actually that feels true for me. You know, I did the same thing. I sort of felt into my design. And this is the other thing that I really love about it is, you know, just because I'm the one that's created the group and a lot of the content and that sort of thing, it is a collective. It is for all of us to get in and to get involved and all learn, including myself. So, I keep meaning to say thank you for that because I loved it. It was brilliant.
It was the moon.
The moon.
And you get frustrated. When you're frustrated or angry, you look to your moon and that's how you express your frustration and your anger.
Yep, exactly. And I, Oh my God, I love it. I love it. That's a journal prompt for me again tonight. Love it. Thank you. So Bronwyn, what are you grateful for with your HDX experience? I feel like you have done all the experience, but yeah, what are you grateful for?
I've deep dived into everything. I mean, everything that they said. So I'm going to try to pick a different piece that hasn't been mentioned yet. One of the things I would say is your behavioral, aspects that you bring to it. So within it, so not only do we have, you know, the videos that we can watch and the notes that we can read about each and every little aspect of the chart, but we also have these live calls where some of the live calls and stuff are things that you've done as a behavioral coach. So that the one that comes to mind is that inner child work, defining moments. That's right. So, you know, walking everybody through either live, if we were live on the call, or in a replay, because you have access to those and can go back and listen to them. You know, walking through the defining moments, getting in touch with your inner child. So it's not just human design. It's all of these different things that help you heal and grow and discover yourself and, you know, tap into these pieces that you didn't really know were there, or these pain points that you didn't really know were there that maybe are the root cause for some of the big things that you're seeing in your life. So yeah, all of that is fascinating. And just the way that you do it, kind of echoing what both of these ladies say, like such an authentic way. To me, that's a big thing to me, is I really value people who are authentically themselves and are the same no matter where you're seeing them. I try to do that myself, and I feel like I think that's why I've clicked with you, is because that's what you get. And you're always wanting to help people improve. And even like one of the calls was like, learn how to unpack a chart. And then if you want to go and do your own business, you can do your own business. So like your support of people, you know, taking up and like myself, becoming a human design reader myself, something yeah. I thought I was like, maybe I'll do that 5 years down the road. And then 6 months in, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it now. And you're just so supportive of anything that anyone decides to do. So yeah, that extra little lens of like behavioral coaching on top of all the human design goodness and then intertwining them has been really amazing and so healing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for so much for saying that, because I feel like, I mean, I came to human design after I had, you know, I think thousands of hours of behavioral coaching under my belt. And I believe that it was really, really important that it happened that way. Because one of the things that why I'm so, yes, I'm a line three, but why I'm so big on the experiment is because I want to make sure that people are transitioning out of the dogma and the conditioning that's kept them trapped. And there is so much dogma with human design. So the behavioral stuff really helps everyone in there to crack open, okay, maybe this isn't my design. Maybe this is actually about my mind, my unconscious mind. And if I can clear that and clean space, then my alignment is so much easier. So yeah, thank you so much for saying. I think we are holistic beings. We can't just pick up one modality and say that that is it. We're a mind, a body, and a spirit. So we have to learn to align all of it. And the supercomputer plays a massive, massive role. So that's so powerful. Ladies, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I feel like I've nearly burst into tears a bunch of times, because I'm really grateful to be able to do the work that I do in the world and to have people like you in my life. I 100%, you're all invited to my home. And when I'm in Canada, I will see you. And when I'm in the States, I will see you. Yeah, I will be at the farm. And yeah, Canberra's not that far, man. So it's cold. I'm not coming this time of year, but you're welcome to come up here. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of my community, for trusting in me, for investing in me, for investing your time and energy in the rest of the community to support them. I'm so grateful for all of you and for helping me here today to share the HDX story with all the listeners. So thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So for anyone out there listening, if you're curious or you're ready, this, you know, it's a hell yes, please just follow the links in the show notes so you can come and join this amazing community. We have some incredible things. We're finishing up the centers panels at the moment. And then we're going to head into profiles. So it's going to be super exciting. We're going to get a real on-the-ground experience of profiles, but there's so many other cool things and guests coming up as well. I'm going to let you all go. Thank you for your time. Thank you for everyone listening. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.